The following is a relevant radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at relevantradio.com.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Powered by you.
Listener supported.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive.
Give hope.
Father Matthew Spencer in the studio in St. Joseph's Workshop. So glad that you could tune in today. I've had a wild day, and I want to share some of it with you. Some of it, in fact, has to do with our pledge drive going on today throughout this week at Relevant Radio. If you haven't called in to pledge, I encourage you to do so. Don't wait till the end of the week. I know you like to keep us on our toes, and you like to make us wait and wonder, is God going to, through your hands, provide for us to keep going? But give us a call here, 877-291-0123. Or go to relevantradio.com and help us out if you would. Every day, I enjoy being with you here. And today's no different, but today did start off differently than other days. I was driving down to celebrate Mass at a parish administered by my community, the Oblates of St. Joseph. And it's an awesome parish, wonderful community, relatively new church building that was just consecrated a few years back. And so on the property, there are still some undeveloped areas, including this historic colonial, I don't know my architectural styles, but I think it's like a colonial style house, colonial revival, maybe two-story house with a big silo, almost tower, that's a separate building next to it that is a historical landmark inside of the area, which sounds really nice until you look at the house and you see how ugly and how it's just completely falling apart, and it's been falling apart for decades. But because it was built over 100 years ago, and because it had at one time a particular value to the county and to the region, it got named as a historical site, which, if you know anything about development, makes it very difficult to do anything with. So it's just sat there vacant for a while. And by this point, people have stolen all of the copper out of it. It's been stripped of everything worth of value. All of the tiles on the roof have fallen off, and the wood is just completely falling apart. But with the laws in the area where I live, that is California, it's very difficult, very difficult to do things with this. So the pastor, along with some leadership that he had, started looking at what to do with this, and they got permission some time back to finally tear down this particular building, which really needed to come down. It was an eyesore. In fact, it was a danger, really, to people there. The interesting thing that I've been reflecting on is, as I was driving to Mass this morning, I saw the large equipment that had been dropped off to topple this house and to tear it down. And I go in and I celebrate a morning Mass, and I come out, and as I come out, they're just starting to tear it down. I don't know what all of this equipment is called. You know, I wish my buddies were in here to help me know what all these large machines are, you know. But these machines that come in and just, with big claws, tear off the roofs of buildings, and with the weight of the bucket of them, just drop it completely to the ground. Within 2 minutes, I saw this tower completely, I mean, probably a three-story tower that was probably 15 feet square, and it was just toppled completely. And Father Phil, the pastor, a buddy of mine, right, brother Oblate of St. Joseph, is watching it. And I was driving out, you know, to get to another appointment, and I stopped and watched this. We're both just watching it going, wow. And he turns to me and he says, it's amazing how long it took to put this thing up and how long it's been here, and yet how quickly it comes down, how quickly that structure can fall apart. First of all, when it's not cared for, but secondly, when there's equipment meant for destruction to take it down. And immediately I thought, I need to share this with my friends in St. Joseph's Workshop, because the spiritual lesson for me is so, so clear. Right as I was coming from Mass, here is this awareness, right? It's taken you many years to build your spiritual life, I imagine. It's taken you decades even to build a foundation, to erect beautiful walls, to put on a solid leak-free roof of your spiritual home, and then to decorate it. It takes a lot of work and it takes a lot of time. And then it takes upkeep along the way to keep that structure in good condition, to keep thieves away from stealing all of the copper and expensive, you know, stuff that you use to invest in that spiritual building. But if you notice, when the right destructive tools enter into our lives, how quickly those structures can topple, how quickly our spiritual lives can be razed to the ground. When the evil one comes into our life, if we do not have the proper boundaries in place, if we do not have the appropriate protections in our spiritual life, it's so easily destroyed. It's so easily toppled. I wonder if you've been thinking about what protections you have in place for your spiritual life. I wonder if you reflect on how you are strengthening the house that you have been building for many years, I imagine. Maybe it's only been a few years that house has really become strong. And maybe it's a rather new conversion in your life that you're recognizing the importance of having a relationship with a God who loves you and a Father in heaven who cares about you. But we are also aware, I'm acutely aware of it because I see it so often as a priest in people's lives, how evil can enter. And especially when we have drifted away from the church, when we've drifted away from good, disciplined spiritual practices, all it takes is certain destructive equipment designed for that purpose, and our houses can be destroyed. But when we are living a solid foundation, when we have Jesus present, he can keep those evils away. And when we're caring for the structure of the spiritual life of our house that we're building, then you and I both know we're aware of how important, how essential it is to preserve that, and how it can be preserved with God's grace. As a priest, it's what I love to do. You know, I love to walk with you. I love to support you. I love to help you in your spiritual journey. And I certainly know how difficult it is, sometimes even how lonely it can be. You feel like you might be walking alone in your spiritual journey. You feel like maybe your spouse doesn't have it as a priority. Your children might be wandering away. Maybe you don't have many people that can support you. I just want to tell you, I'm here to support you, okay? I'm here because I love you. I care for you. We at Relevant Radio, all of us here, we're interested in your spiritual life. During this Pledge Drive week, we celebrate Mass every day here in the studios for your intentions. Whether you give or not, for that matter, although when you call and give, you can certainly give us your own personal intentions, and we pray for those at Mass and at our rosary that we pray together. But beyond that, beyond Pledge Drive Week, we're here for you. We're trying to support you, encourage you, strengthen you, also bring you some humor and joy and give you some perspective in life to make sure that you're not caught up by the wiles of the evil one, tripped up by the traps that the evil one sets before you. So maybe you can remember us. Maybe you can reach out to us and support us. We're in the middle of Pledge Drive Week, and we'd really love to ramp up, get the momentum going even deeper here. You can reach us here, relevantradio.com, or call us 877-291-0123. However you give, you will be blessed, and I want you to know that I'm here to support you in that process, okay? And I'm so excited. I got Kay with me here in the studios just like yesterday. We've been looking forward to this all day, so I'm going to bring her here. You're listening to St. Joseph's Workshop. Don't go anywhere.